Today we are learning Dav Zayin Amud Aleph of Maseches Moed Katan. We're already on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. We're at the two dots and the very top of the page. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Misteya Ilan Kedarko Misteya Lovin Shelo Kedarko. We were talking about trapping animals, rodents, from a field in Chol HaMoed. So Rabbi Yehuda said, if it's a field that has trees, you can trap animals and rodents in the normal way. But if it's a field that has grain, since it's not so damaging to the field, you have to do it in an abnormal way. Tan Rabban and the Brice explains. Ketzat Kedarko. What does it mean, a normal way? That means you dig a hole in the field and you hang a trap in there. And then the animal goes into the trap and that's it, and you get it. What's an abnormal way to trap mice? No, it's shvud, umake b'kordom. What you do is you take a metal pole, you stick it in the ground, and you bang it with a hammer. The whole ground shakes, umerada adam mitachtel, and it caves in from underneath where the rodents are, and the rodents fall to their death. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Kisha Amru Mistei Lavan Shelo Kedarko. When we say that you have to trap it in an unconventional way in a grain field, Lo Amru Mistei Lavan Asmuch Leir. That's only if it's a grain field that's near a city. Al Mistei Lavan Asmuch Lestei Ilan. If it's a grain field that's right near a tree field, then Afilu Kedarko, you're even allowed to trap in the normal way. Shami Yetu Mistei Lavan Yachriv Yosei Ilanos, because you have to worry that maybe these rodents are going to leave the grain field and they're going to go to the tree field. So point number one. One, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't allow setting normal traps in a grain field unless it's close to a tree field. The Mishnah also said in Makarnas Apirtza B'Moed that we're allowed to fix, to patch up a broken fence in your field on Chol HaMoed. Ketzad Makarnas, what does it mean to patch up a fence? Rabbi Yosef Amar B'Chutz V'Dafna, to use just branches to patch it up. M'Masnisa Tana, Tzor B'Tzror Ve'Enu Tach Petit. You don't have to use branches, you can even use stones. You just can't cement the stones together, but you can pile the stones up in the breach to fill it in. That's only a wall around a garden, but a wall around your chatzar, your yard, then you're allowed to build a normal fence and even cement it and do whatever you need to do, because you don't want people walking into your yard where you keep things and you know ganavim are going to come. That's protection of your home, essentially. Lema Misayele will bring a raya that which the Brisa says that we'll bring a riot from the Brisa that Rav Chista is right, that when it comes to protecting your yard, you're allowed to build a normal fence. Because the Brisa says, Kosal agochal rishos rabim, if you have a fence from your yard that's leaning over into the Rosh Hashanah and it looks like it might fall and just cave in on the Rosh Hashanah and hurt someone, so sir Rabbana Kedarka, you're allowed to knock down that wall and rebuild it all on Chol HaMoed in the normal way, because otherwise it's dangerous, could hurt someone. So don't you see from there that you're allowed to build in the normal way when it's for your yard? Says the Gemara, no, that's not a proof. Hasam kidiktani taima mipnei sakana. Over there, it's because there's a special consideration. It's dangerous otherwise. It's not because you're allowed to build a fence for your yard. You're allowed to build a fence so that you don't kill someone. V'ikadamri, others have the conversation as follows. That Tashima, they wanted to ask this as a kasha on Rav Chista, that the Brisa should be a problem for Rav Chista. That after all, the Brisa says, kosal gochel rishasram sosu rabbanu kedarko mipnei sakana, that when you have a wall from your yard that's leaning over and might cave in the rishasram, you're allowed to knock it down and rebuild it on Chol HaMoed to prevent danger. That's a kasha on Rav Chista, because it only says mipnei sakana, in only to prevent danger you're allowed to knock it down and rebuild it, but shalom mipnei sakana, lo, if it's not to prevent danger, you're not allowed to rebuild it. Isn't that a kasha on Rav Chista? Because Rav Chista holds that you're always allowed to build a fence for your yard, sounds like, even when there's no danger. Amalach Rav Chista would say, no, that's not a kasha. Hasam soser uvona. The Brisa says that when it's dangerous, you're not only allowed to build, you're allowed to knock down the old one and then rebuild a new one. Hacha bona velo soser. When it's not dangerous, you're allowed to build a brand new one, you're just not allowed to knock down an old one. Hasam nami lister velo livni. The Gemara asks, well, wait a second, on the Brisa, why don't we just say that you're allowed to knock it down and that you shouldn't be allowed to rebuild it? So Gemara says, "Im kein mimna v'lo soser," because if you just knock it, if we only allow the guy to knock down the fence from his chatzer and don't allow him to rebuild it, he's never going to knock it down in the first place. Because who wants to be left without a fence around their yard? Amar Ravashi masnisa nami deka. Ravashi says our Mishnah really supports Rav Chisda de Katani, because the Mishnah says uveshviyas bona kadarko, that during Shemitah you're allowed to build a fence in the normal way. Tehecha, what kind of fence are we talking about? Ilei medchatzer, if it's a fence around your yard, tzricha lemeimar, do you need to tell me that you're allowed to build a fence around your yard during Shemitah? That's not at all what's usher during Shemitah. Shemitah is only, you're not allowed to work your fields during Shemitah. What does it have to do with your yard? Of course it's mutter to build a fence in your yard during Shemitah. That can't be what it's talking about. Elalav, degina, must be talking about the fence around your garden. Vafal gav, demechsi kemandav, nitirusa lepiri. And even though it looks like you're protecting the fruits, apparently you're still allowed to build a fence around your garden. So you see that when we're talking about fences in the Mishnah, we're talking about fences around gardens, not around yards. That's a raya to Rav Chisda, who said that when we said in the Mishnah, you're only allowed to patch up a fence on Chol HaMoed, that's a fence around a garden. But a fence around a yard, you're allowed to build properly. Shema Mina. So we see Rav Chisda is correct. And therefore, the main point is, Rav Chisda holds that you can, that while you're only allowed to patch a kosel gina on Chol HaMoed, a fence around a garden on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to build properly a kosel chatzer on Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to properly build a wall around your chatzer on Chol HaMoed. But next Mishnah is going to deal with when a Kohen looks at a skin condition and determines whether it's tzara'as or not. Is a Kohen allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed? The halacha of tzara'as is if a person has some sort of discoloration of his skin, he's got to go to a Kohen. Back in the day, he would go to a Kohen, and the Kohen would declare whether he's Tamei or Tara. What's important to realize is that often the Kohen would say that this needs to be closed off for a week, you need to be quarantined for a week, and that's what we call, during that week, it's called the Mitzora Muskar. He's still being quarantined, we're not sure whether it's definitive Tumma or not, and then at the end of the week, we look at it again, and when we look at it again, the Kohen may say he needs another week, or the Kohen may say, you're Tahar, or the Kohen may say, you're a Mitzora Muchlat, you are absolutely Tamei. And then at the end of the second week, if he was quarantined for a second week, again, the Kohen could either say, you're Tahar or Tamei. There is no such thing as quarantining him off for a third week. So says the Mishnah, Rameir Omer Rowanes Hanagoyim Lahakel Avlo Lahachmir. A Kohen is allowed to look at Tzara'as on Chol HaMoed, but he can only paskin to say that the guy is Tahar. He's not allowed to be strict to say that the guy is Tamei. If he thinks that the guy is Tamei, he's got to keep his mouth shut and not say anything. The Chum Omrim Lo Lahakav Lo Lahachmir. And the Chum say, no, you're either going to look at Nagoyim or you're not going to look at Nagoyim. So, you know, you can't, if you're not going to look, then you can't look to be Mekel or to be Machmir. Then you don't look at Nagoyim at all. Tanya, we have a brisa. Ramei Roma Ronas and Negoyim Lahakel of Lola Hachmir. Kohen is allowed to look at Negoyim to Negoyim of Tzaras to be lenient, but not to be strict. Rabbi Yossi Omer Lola Hachmir. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can't look at it at all. Then Shemata Niska Klolakel Niska Klolaf Lachmir. If you're going to a Kohen for his opinion, he's got to give his honest to goodness opinion. So if he's able to be Mekel, then he has to be able to be Machmir also. Amar Rebbe points out, Nirin Divir Meir Muskar. He says, I think that Rebbe Meir is correct, that the Kohen is allowed to look at the Nega on Chol HaMoed if we're dealing with a Mitzora Muskar, a guy whose 7 days of quarantine are up on Chol HaMoed. So the Kohen has to declare if he's Tahar or if he's Tamei, or if he needs to be quarantined again. And Rebbe holds that when you show the nega to the Kohen, he has to paskin, he can't be quiet. But Rebbe would say that anyway, you're allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. Whatever you're going to tell him is fine on Chol HaMoed, because it's not going to bring him too much anguish, too much suffering, too much pain. You know why? Because if you tell him that he's Tahar, great, he's Tahar, he'll be very happy. And even if you tell him that he's Tamei, and he's going to have to go through the full Tumah of Tzara'as, he's still going to be somewhat happy, because while he was quarantined, he wasn't allowed to be with his wife. Now at least he'll be allowed to be with his wife. So at least he'll have company of his wife. That will make him happy. Divrei Rabbi, and so that's why he passes like Rameir by a Mitzora Muskar. But he says, "V'divrei Rabbi Yossi b'muchlat." He says, "I would hold like Rabbi Yossi that the Kohen is not allowed to look at a nega when we're dealing with a mitzora muchlat. When he's going to the Kohen, with a guy who's already a mitzora, and he's coming now to a Kohen to determine whether he has become tahar. By a mitzora muchlat, there's also machlokas from Meir and Rabbi Yossi if the Kohen's allowed to look at his nega, but not because we're worried that you might paskin that he's tamei. Because even if you paskin that he's tamei, he's not going to lose anything from that. He already was tamei. No, the concern is that if you paskin that he's tahar, he might be pained by that, anguished by that. Because until now, he was allowed to be with his wife. When you tell him that he's tahar, it means he's about to embark on a 7-day process to complete his tahara, and during that 7-day process, he's not allowed to be with his wife. So Rebbe says, when it comes to a guy who has definite saras, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, don't look at his nega, because the guy would rather stay with his wife. You might cause him tsar by telling him that he's tahar, that he's not going to be able to be with his wife. So the main point over here is, we have a machlokas, whether a kohen should not look at negoyim and chalamoed, so as not to cause tsar, or should look, but just never give bad news. So now the Gemara adds, let's frame this machlokas a little bit further. Amar Rava, bitahar, if we're dealing with a guy who was previously tar, that now just came up with a skin discoloration, now, kuli amlo pligi dilo chazule, everyone would agree that there's nothing good that's going to come from looking at it. Just leave him, don't look at it, don't paskin on it, let it be. Beheska Rishon, if his first week of quarantine was just up, and now we're determining whether he needs another week of quarantine, or whether he's tahar, or whether he's going to be declared absolutely tameh, everyone would say absolutely the Kohen should look at that. Ramei Rabbi Yossi, everyone would agree. Because if he's tar, great, he'll be happy. And even if he's not tar and we have to close him off for another week, well, that's what the condition he was in beforehand anyway. So it's not gonna be so bad. And if you tell him that he's Vadei Mitzora, at least now we'll be able to be with his wife. Ki pligi, the whole machlokas between Ramei and Rabbi Yossi is behesker sheni, is after his 2 weeks of quarantine are up, we're being quarantined for a third week is not an option. It's either going to be declared tamei or tahar. So Mar Savar, Rabbi Meir, who says that you're allowed to look at the nega to tell him he's tar, but not to tell him he's tamei, holds becoming tali milsa. It all depends on the statement of the kohen. So eat tahar, if the kohen sees that he's tahar, let him tell him that he's tar and everything will be good. V'itameh, but if the Kohen sees that he's tameh, shasik, then let the Kohen be quiet and not tell him that he's tameh. But Umar Rabbi Yossi holds that we're not allowed to look at it. Umar Savar Rabbi Yossi holds that you're not allowed to look at the nega on Cholamoid because letaro letamuksiv. The Kohen has to give his honest to goodness opinion, and he has to say whether it's tahar or tameh. So we can't just skew it to try to get the best result. He's got to say honestly whether it's tahar or tameh. So the main point over here is the Kohen definitely cannot look at a tahar person. He definitely can look at the nega after Hezker Rishon, after the first week of quarantine. And there's a machlokes from Meir Rabbi Yossi whether he's allowed to look at the nega after the second week of quarantine. So again, the Kohen definitely cannot look at a nega of a tahar person, definitely can look after the first week of Hesker, and there's a machlokas whether he could look after the second week of Hesker. We are going to pick up next time at Omar Mar, 3 lines in at Omar Mar.